CLIA report on Vigilante, codename, Copycat. Copycat is the creation of the alien known to CLIA as Zorn. Following several defeats at the hands of the Vigilante duo Impact and Prowler, the alpha criminal James Carlyle, aka Hard Copy, wanted revenge on the pair, so he went looking for the broker. Carlyle knew from connections in criminal circles that the broker worked for a third party that preferred to remain anonymous. In a time before anyone knew of Zorn, the only information Carlyle had was based on rumors. Those all mentioned the broker's boss had the scientific means to artificially make alpha superiors, that could also be supplied with memories to make them loyal. The work came at a hefty price, with no questions asked, which suited Carlyle just fine. Finding the broker took some time, since he never remained in one area for too long. About the only concern for James was that the rumors mentioned the price for the work was not always of monetary value. Luckily for him, the broker only requested a biological cell sample from James's own body. It seemed a strange request, but the broker stated that his employer needed to collect samples from alpha superiors, to add to a collection in order to continue his research. James's sample, being unusual, was therefore apparently quite valuable. The second thing the broker wanted was for James to supply the test subject to be converted, as this was not part of the service. It was explained to James that person had to have the right attributes, namely being strong and fit, in order to survive the procedure. The test subject, though, did not have to be willing, because the broker said memories of person would be altered to make them more compliant later, something James had already learned. The first part of the deal was easy for James, but the second part proved trickier. He now understood why the test subject had to be supplied, since it was incredibly risky trying to kidnap someone unnoticed. In the end, after a good deal of searching, he happened upon Tamara Newton, a female security guard that seemed to tick all the right boxes. Her nightly patrols at the industrial facility she worked meant she was both outside and alone, for extended periods of time. By learning her patrol route, when she did the rounds, and where the blind spots were with no camera coverage, made it relatively easy for him to snatch and then subdue her. Once he got back to his safe house, James kept Tamara drugged and barely conscious, until he could arrange for the broker to collect her. 3 weeks later, as good as his word, the broker returned with Tamara. As well as having the means to mimic the attributes and senses of any animal she came in contact with during the hours of darkness, she had also been programmed to be loyal to him. This was perfect for Carlyle, and after a few weeks working together to get her used to her abilities, he was ready to have his revenge on Impact and Prowler. Suffice to say, the clash was everything he had hoped for, and the pair managed to score a victory over the heroes, but they escaped. A few weeks later, they caught up to Impact and Prowler again, and this time Tamara gave Prowler a severe beating. She only stopped when police started to swarm into the area after the street fight had been reported. Whilst Carlyle had enjoyed the beatdown, the fight had inadvertently triggered locked away memories in Tamara. The broker had warned Carlyle not to push Tamara mentally, as her old memories could resurface, only he was so keen on having payback he had chose to ignore the warning. By the time the pair clashed with Impact and Prowler a third time, it was enough to completely shatter the altered memories, and Tamara started to remember who she really was. In the confusion, she chose to leave the battle, and left Hard Copy alone with the pair. The tables were then quickly turned against James. He was then caught and handed over to CLIA, but she remained at large. Without his influence, Tamara's real personality started to override the fake one created by Zorn. As she started to remember the life before she had been kidnapped, which had been blanked out, she also started to recall some of what happened to her whilst in possession of the broker. She also started to feel remorse over having attacked the pair of heroes, and most of all, Tamara wanted revenge of her own, against James and the people who had altered her. Out of guilt, Tamara tracked Impact and Prowler down. Now that they had a numerical advantage, they felt quite capable of stopping her the same way they had done her partner. However, before the fight even started, she ripped off her hood and begged them for mercy. As she explained all she knew, Tamara was surprised the pair actually stopped to listen, and was even more surprised when they believed her. Though she offered to turn herself in, Impact and Prowler told her not to. Her only criminal acts were against them, and if they did not report it, then technically, no crime had been committed. In their opinion, she was a victim, and suggested if she wanted to do something right, then a better idea would be to use Zorn's gift to do the opposite of what was intended. Instead of becoming a criminal, they suggested she become a hero. And that is precisely what she did. As a vigilante, she was dubbed Copycat by the media. Though she had the means to mimic other animal skills, she preferred the agility and dexterity of a cat, and as her original costume looked feline in appearance, she accepted the name for her alias. Though she will go after any criminal, she has a particular drive to going after Zorn and the broker. When Carlisle escaped Clea custody, she also added him to the list of people she wanted to get even with. Currently, Copycat is active in Atlantica Megacity, where she acts as a nighttime vigilante. As far as Clea is aware, few people know her real name of Tamara Newton, apart from Impact and Prowler. Due to her alpha abilities, she can absorb the physical attributes of many animals, although she favors cats. Using a feline skill base has made her formidable at hand-to-hand combat. Her unique fighting style combines fast attacks and acrobatic maneuvers. This allows her to close fast, perform a series of quick strikes and withdraw whilst dodging incoming hits. Like many vigilantes, Tamara made her first costume from ordinary materials. Due to it not being particularly resilient, only her fighting skills prevented her getting hurt. After proving herself as a hero, the Knight's Forge took an interest in her and supplied Tamara with an upgraded outfit. This provides her with extra protection against bladed weapons and can defend against certain types of physical attack. The helmet and visor not only protects her head, but provides enhanced vision in the IR and UV ranges. It also amplifies her sense of hearing. Extra additions to the outfit include gloves, which are equipped with toughened metal claws. This allows her to perform slashing moves against tougher opponents. Despite the upgrade, the outfit had to be made very flexible to work with her fighting styles. Consequently, her biggest weakness is to ranged weapons. Her other vulnerability is down to the fact her powers are only active from dusk to dawn, meaning she cannot allow herself to be drawn into a fight outside those times. Though not considered an asset by Clea, the agency considers Tamara to be a possible ally in times of a major crisis, and is therefore content to simply monitor her activities.